Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 6 p.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 66.9 points to 22,308.93. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 125.08 points to 39,512.84. The NASDAQ was up 47.72 points to 18,161.18. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 8.6 points to 5,222.68. VIX futures are down 0.23 points to 13.58. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 186.5 points to 38,257. The China Seas. I-300 is up 1.72 points to 3,666.28. The DAX in Germany was up 70.26 points to 18,756.86. The CAC 40 in France was up 31.49 points to 8,219.14. The FTSE 100 in London was up 52.41 points to 8,433.76. Commodity markets. Gold is up $26.50 to $2,366.80. Silver is up 3 cents to $28.39. Crude oil is down $1.06 to $78.20. Copper is up 6 cents to $4.65. Natural gas is down 4 cents to $2.25. July corn closed at $4.69 and 3 quarters. July soybeans closed at $12.19. July wheat closed at $6.63 and a half. The Canadian dollar is 1.3673. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.33. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.72. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.87. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.5. Bitcoin is at $60,850.70. Highlights of today's news. Sorry for the missing episodes this week. The market had COVID. Canada adds 90,000 jobs, unemployment rate stays at 6.1%. China car exports hits record high in April as domestic sales fall. April asking rent price is up 9.3% across Canada as Ontario sees only decline. Bank of Montreal cuts more investment bankers. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.